This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, today at the University of North Dakota on campus because a new logo will be unveiled. I see Brad Schlossman on his Twitter feed is saying that evidently a new font for the name North Dakota as well. But the Fighting Hawks part of the logo is the big reveal today. The official logo that will go along with the athletic name of the University of North Dakota. I'm a little nervous, actually, because it's one of those things where you'd like to like it and have it be enough of a great logo that you'd say, okay, I can sort of live with the name, but that's a big lift. But we'll see. We'll see what happens today. Ed Shaver's been very intricately involved in the actual design of the logo. They brought in a big-time national firm, so we'll find out today what it looks like and gauge your reaction to it tomorrow on the program. So looking forward to that. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And if you want a better night's sleep, if you want better health, if you want, maybe a little relief from an ache or a pain that's been nagging at you, MyPillow can do the trick. In fact, Francis wrote us a note, said, I've had migraine headaches for years. Very often wake up with a dull headache. Now, they're gone. I'm sleeping well. Our granddaughter had bad migraines. Now she's getting the sleep she needs, all thanks to MyPillow. And we have the 4-for-1 deal for our listeners only. And there's a savings of $160. We buy 4 pillows for under $100. Just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. All right, a lot of discussion today about the proposed gun control legislation in Congress. You heard last hour from Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Many of you not happy with that compromise in any way, shape, or form. You can call Congressman Kevin Cramer this hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Share your thoughts on that or any topic today on the program. We're also at the bottom of the hour going to be joined by Clint Romache, author of Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. Clint serves on Congressman Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board, and so they are well familiar with each other, and we thought we'd take the time today just because this is such a great book, and there's a great friendship there between Clint and Kevin to highlight that new book and hopefully get you to buy it. That's our ulterior motive, to buy Clint's book. Congressman Cramer, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm great, Scott, and I'm delighted Clint's going to be on. I wrote a little review of the book on Amazon yesterday, sitting on the airplane. It was a very long ride to Washington. They shut down the D.C. airports yesterday for several hours because of the storm. But I'm telling you, if you've not read the book, whoever's listening, and you have any interest whatsoever in battle and war and heroes, read Red Platoon. It touched me so deeply. I think it's fair to say it's changed my attitude, and I think I've had a pretty good one, but wow is all I can tell you. It's really, really a great book.
It sure is. I want to ask you about a lot of things, but before we get to this week, I want to ask you about last week. We spent a lot of time talking about the mood of North Dakotans and what the election would bring. You had commentary and helpful I guess, advice for each of the campaigns and criticism were warranted. What did you make of the outcome?
Well, it wasn't the margin was a big surprise, but the outcome wasn't a huge surprise to me. And I think at this point, I think just as we suspected, time would settle things down a little bit. But I do think there's a message in there for a lot of people, regardless of what side of the issue or which campaign you were supporting or which candidate you voted for. And that is that there's an underlying anxiety in North Dakota, as there is everywhere in this country, about about the economy and jobs and and spending. It's the same thing nationally as it is in North Dakota. People are more pleased with the way the state's run than the federal government's run, for sure, and they ought to be. But that said, clearly, that the opportunity that exists for leadership going forward in North Dakota is I think laid out in many respects in the election results and the messages of the campaigns and how they were responded to.
Can the Republican Party in North Dakota unify? I mean, obviously, he had a party endorsed.
There's no point hardly in talking about the other party because they had no reason to show up at the polls, and they didn't. They had no contested race. By that, I mean they had no contested races. I don't mean that there aren't good people running, but they had no contested races. All the action is on the Republican side. The big race, of course, being the governor's race. That's all good for North Dakota. It's very good for North Dakota Republicans. And I don't think there's any question that the party will unify if they haven't already. Largely, there's nothing like winning to bring people to your side, first of all. And so I'm sure Doug's experiencing greater numbers of friendships than he knew he had over a week ago. But beyond that, even North Dakota Republicans want to do right by their state, by their constituents, and there'll always be that natural tension, and there should be, between the executive branch and the legislative branch. And I suspect that there's a little of that today. But I have no doubt about the ability to unify. And by the way, Kelly Armstrong, our party chairman, just is the perfect person for a time like this, and I think has demonstrated that. He certainly did at the convention, and the even-handed way that he disciplined the convention. By that, I mean enforced the rules, and he'll continue to do a great job, I have no doubt.
Federal District Court today, this is a different topic, but I'm sure you've seen this, has struck down the fracking rules of the BLM. This is the March 2015 fracking rule of the state of North Dakota. Was party to that lawsuit. Attorney General Stenjum had joined that. What does this mean?
Well, it's huge. First of all, it's one more time. And by the way, in case anybody's wondering, because we don't talk a lot about this, but you know that the Obama administration has lost more court cases than any previous administration. In fact, they've lost more unanimous cases in the United States Supreme Court than any previous president, any modern president. In fact, they've lost 31 times already in the United States Supreme Court on unanimous decisions. So the Obama administration's federal overreach, regulatory overreach, has been slapped back multiple times. Unfortunately, not in Obamacare, but pretty much in everything else it has. And this is one more example. And this federal court in Wyoming was so clear in the opinion. And if people haven't read it, I would encourage you to, or at least look up the case in media reports. And he was pretty clear that it's unlikely that the federal government, that the Interior Department, the BLM specifically, would even win a challenge to the case. So he issued an injunction until all the lawsuits are settled between states and the federal government. But the tragedy in this is that it's one more example of the federal government working against states and states having to sue their government to get the state's rights and relief that they're guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States back from this overreaching federal government. And so it was a really big victory certainly for North Dakota, for jobs in creation. Good paying jobs have been created by the renaissance in fracking, and a major victory for states' rights. You know, it's interesting in this particular case, Scott, is that the Congress of the United States in 2005, I think it was the bill, in the energy bill in 2005, specifically removed the authority to set these rules from, they removed it from the federal government, from the EPA. Well, The Obama administration, undaunted by that, of course, said, well, okay, since they removed it from the EPA, we'll just give it to another agency and give it to the BLM. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that you could conclude such a thing, and yet, this administration, with its keep all fossil fuels in the ground no matter what it does to our economy, to jobs, to the environment itself, it's ideology, that political ideology, that trumps common sense.
Gary in Williston for Congressman Kevin Cramer at a gun control question. Go ahead, Gary. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, Todd, Congressman, good morning to you guys. I have a two-part question, actually. I'll make it quick. A big point everybody's forgetting about is this guy in Orlando was taken off of the terror watch list. So
right.
I'd like to know how these new laws being proposed would stop him from buying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second part of my question is, if you're a law-abiding gun owner and you quote-unquote accidentally get on the no-fly list, are your guns going to be confiscated?
Well, okay, let's start with the second question first. Both are very good questions, Gary. There are lots of ways to get on the no-fly list, and about half of them have to do with errors. also if you have a name that's similar to somebody who's on the list, if you've had trouble with the law in the past but has nothing to do with terrorism, you could get on the no-fly list. You know, clerical error has put a lot of people on the no-fly list. Sometimes law enforcement has put you on the no-fly list if you've refused to cooperate with them. In other words, if you're not willing to be an FBI informant or something like that. Well, that's what I mean by the no-fly list doesn't have due process attached to it in the first place. And then to be denied constitutional rights without that due process is a very big problem. With regard to the terrorist in Orlando not being on the list, it's my understanding that the Collins Height Camp bill would also put you on the would also deny you Second Amendment rights, or at least slow down the process. I think gets an additional.
Yeah, I think what they're doing. Hang on, Gary. We'll get the answer on the other side of the break here. I think what they're doing is, if you were previously on the no-fly list, you'd be flagged and the FBI would be notified, but you could still buy the gun. So.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. Talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, hi. So for the first 190 years that this country was in existence, we had less than 10,000 laws. That's tax law, federal law, criminal law, and regulations. In the last 50 years, we have gone from less than 10,000 to over 250,000. We don't need more laws. What we need to do is enforce the laws that we have and get rid of the bad ones. Thank you.
I'd love for that to be a theme in Congress, but I guess it's sort of job protection to want to pass more laws. But appreciate the call very much. Scott Hennett live at UND today, unveiling of the new logo for the Fighting Hawks coming up at 11. We'll be in Medora tomorrow, Friday in Dickinson for the National Association of Royalty Orders North Dakota chapter. Quick note to circle on your calendar July 12th and come on up to Antler. Going to be a great time. The folks up at Antler really have a lot of fun things you'll want to take in and see. And I want to thank our sponsors that are bringing us up there. That includes the Farm Credit Services, the North Dakota Lignite Council, Lignite Energy Council, Hefty, the Farm Bureau of Botno County, Souris River Cooperative and Botno Farmers Elevator, People's State Bank, State Bank of Botno, First National Bank of Botno, and Paddard Seed Farm as well. So July 12th, big steak fry, 5 to 7. We'll have lots of fun. We'll be doing the shows up there as well, telling you all about some great things happening when neighbors come together with neighbors. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on What's on Your Mind. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline welcoming your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. So that call after the break there saying, you know, we did pretty good for the first 100 years of this country with less than 10,000 laws, and now to have 200,000, has he got it right? I mean, do we need to do something on gun control in your mind?
A few thousand years ago, we had three that came down from the mountain, and we haven't improved on them since, so I don't know why we keep spinning our wheels. But no, I think the caller is right on point. In fact, when I watched the news conference yesterday, or the recording of the news conference, one of the things that struck me was this sort of pleading that we need to pass something. We need to have a law. We need to make a law. We need to pass a bill. And I'm thinking, you know, Donald Trump, when he gave his speech in Bismarck on energy policy, for example, a lot of people said it was void of public policy. The reality was it was rich with public policy. What it was void of were new programs and regulations. It was rolling a whole bunch of them back. That's policy. And no, I don't think we need more laws. We need, the caller makes point, we need to enforce the ones we have. And that is an area of some concern. And I would say this, Scott, as I watched yesterday and watched the Senate action yesterday, what I would support is steering more, resources and knocking down communication barriers and things so that law enforcement at every level can do their jobs better. They can do the appropriate due process so that you're not taking somebody's constitutional rights away without due process and then allowing them to, quote, appeal the decision. Rather, do the investigatory work up front, have better coordination between agencies, give them adequate resources to do investigations on people that might be suspected terrorists, and then you have a more solid and a more confident, I think, process for dealing with the issue. But the other greater problem I see in what was going on in the Senate yesterday was that they were all distracted from the problem by dealing with the gun issue. The problem in Orlando, just like San Bernardino, just like in, you know, let's not forget that the kids that that perpetrated the bombing at the Boston Marathon used pressure cookers. You haven't seen a hue and a cry to, you know, outlaw pressure cookers because there's not an agenda to do such a thing. But there is an agenda to remove guns. And so they use these terrorist attacks to push their gun agenda and don't deal with the real problem, which is radical Islamic terrorism. Why was this guy, why was Mateen not under closer scrutiny? Why was he removed from the terror list? What, you know, are we not providing enough resources to protect our country? But certainly removing guns from, you know, citizens' hands is not going to solve the terrorism problem.
One texter says the Orlando shooter wasn't on the list. We talked about that earlier. He had been removed, evidently under this new list. My understanding, according to what Senator Heitkamp told us, if you previously were on the list but were removed and you then try to buy a gun, you're flagged. You buy the gun, but the FBI knows you bought the gun. So that's what's dealt with there. Let's see. Texter says... This is,
I do think, though, Scott, a fair question is why was he removed from the list, or why couldn't, you know, was there an adequate handoff from the federal government to the local law enforcement officials and those kinds of things? And, you know, I would say this, too. The House did pass 9 terrorism bills, especially aimed at homegrown terrorism or travel of terrorists after the San Bernardino shooting, and the Senate didn't take up any one of them. We repackaged the 3 that deal with homegrown domestic, you know, self-radicalization terrorists, sent it back over there to them last week, and they come back with gun laws, you know, trying to pass gun laws. It's like, wait a minute, we're dealing with terrorism, you know, and you're trying to pass gun laws, you know. We're not on the same page.
Here's why I love North Dakotans. One listener texted, since when does a piece of paper ever keep a terrorist or criminals from doing anything? Only bullets flying back at them is a sure thing. Laws are like licks. They only keep honest people honest.
Well, and that's the fundamental point, I think, with gun laws especially, and that is that you keep law-abiding citizens from owning a gun, and criminals will still own them. I mean, going into a nightclub and shooting a bunch of people is illegal. Well, how would a gun law prevent somebody that does illegal activity from doing another illegal activity?
The real Todd Mitchell in South Dakota next on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Right. There's another Todd Mitchell out there, and this one's real. He says,
"Wow, okay, wow.
This is the real one. This is the real one."
And are you calling to say you're on the terrorist watch list and Todd really should be on the terrorist watch list? Is that what you're saying? Or what?
No, I've been on hold so long Hillary Clinton got indicted.
I don't know how long that's going to take.
That's what I mean. No, I lived in North Dakota for the first 25 years of my life. I've lived in South Dakota for the next 27, so I just aged myself. But I am a concealed carry holder. I carry most of the time, and these people just don't realize that what you just said, the bad guys don't care. They don't care. I pray to God if I ever, I don't have to pull it, and if I ever do have to pull it, that situation, I pray to God he shows me the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you raise an important point here, because remember, these recent terrorist attacks, these domestic terrorist attacks have occurred in no-gun zones. In other words, it's already illegal to carry a gun into that nightclub. That did not prevent the terrorists from doing it. It was illegal, in San Bernardino. That was a no-gun zone, and yet, there you had it. You know, you had guns in no-gun zone, except the people with the guns are the ones that break the law and shoot people. So, no, you're exactly right. And the other confusion that often surrounds this debate is, especially when you start talking about the type of rifles, whether it's a semi-automatic or an automatic or whatever the gun might be, people all of a sudden jump to this, well, you don't need that type of a gun to go deer hunting. Well, the point of the Second Amendment is not to protect deer hunting. It's to protect, to protect ourselves. And
the right to keep and bear arms to protect, the right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself and your goods from the tyranny of the government.
That's right.
Yeah. Todd, some good old-fashioned common sense. Call again, sir. Thanks for the
name, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Todd, meet Todd. Exactly right. All right, we'll take a break.
Same age. Did you
hear
that?
We have a special guest joining our Talk Radio Town Hall next up. Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor recipient, author of a great new book, Get It, Get It, Get It. The book is Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. We'll tell you a little bit about the book and Clint's story when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the consequences of your unsafe decisions behind the wheel.
What I keep telling people is it's not just about you. It's not just about you on the road. You're texting. It's about what can happen to everybody else out there. You know, and what happens if something happens to you in terms of, an injury or a fatality? What happens to your family? And that's the part I think we talk so much about this, that life's, it's about making safe choices. And what are the repercussions if you don't make these safe choices? And when I talk to anybody, that's really what I try to drive home, is don't just think about you, Quit being selfish. Think about your family. Think about the rest of the people that are out there.
Take steps today to improve the safety of yourself, your coworkers, and your family. Go to NDSC.org for free safety tips and downloadable resources. That's NDSC.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like your share of $50,000? Doesn't that sound pretty good? PetroServe USA, place you may want to find today under the red, white, and blue banner. Because every week, you need to register anew for drawings that happen every single week. So get in there every week at PetroServe USA, register for your share of $50,000 in giveaway, and take advantage of the 4-for-4 special. Four items all day, every day. That's the hot stuff. Personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. They have the breakfast pizzas in the morning, and great ones all day. They are so good. PetroServe USA, four items, $4 all day, every day. Check it out. Talk Radio Town Hall continues. Special guest joining us in a moment. I did have to ask you a very important question on a different topic before we go to our guest that came from a texter. Can you ask Congressman Kramer, when is Hillary Clinton's meeting with evangelical leaders?
That's going to take longer than the indictment that Todd was asking about.
Be a while, you think, huh?
I think it'll be a while, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The invitation, I'm sure, is in the mail.
Right, it's probably the case, yeah. our next guest is someone that Congressman Kramer works closely with on his Veterans Advisory Board, but he's written a great book, and we asked him to come on today to talk a little bit about the book. Take any questions you might have, too, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Former Staff Sergeant Clint Romache enlisted in the Army in 1999, deployed twice to Iraq, for Operation Iraqi Freedom, once to Afghanistan for Operation Enduring Freedom. Three tours of duty to the worst of the worst spots on the globe for taking on the terrorists. At the time of the deadly attack on combat outpost Keating, that had been October 3rd, 2009, much has been written about. Staff Sergeant Romache was assigned as a section leader for the Bravo Troop 361st Cavalry, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division. He's the recipient of numerous awards and decorations, including the Medal of Honor, which has been received by only 12 others for the heroism they displayed while serving in Iraq or Afghanistan. Romache separated from the Army in 2011, now lives right here in the great state of North Dakota with his family. Clint, nice to have you back. How are you, sir? Clint, can you hear me? Manny, we got a little connection problem there. All right. Try and get him hooked up. Kev, you can still hear me, right?
I sure can.
All right. And by the way, the book is called Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. That's the name of the book. And Congressman Kramer's read it. I've read it. I'd encourage you to get it and read it as well and ask your questions or comments of Clint today on the program as well. It's a fascinating book, very real, without question.
But
how would you describe it, Kev?
Very, very detailed. It's amazing how detailed it is.
I thought that too. I thought, my gosh, what a memory. Let's see. Is Clint there now? Clint, can you hear us? Okay, good. Sounds like we don't have the best connection. Might be a bum cell phone connection or something. How about now? Do you hear me?
Technology.
Yep.
Yeah. I just heard a part of that. Good old technology. Manny, you work on that a second. I'm going to go to another call here that has been waiting for a while to chat with Congressman Kramer. Just see if that cell phone signal improves on us. Dan in Candu for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Congressman, good morning, Dan. I appreciate you being on the show. This is not the first time I've called in on you. I just want to say that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. Without due process of the Fifth and Sixth Amendment,
yep,
you do not have the constitutional right to keep anyone from getting their arms.
No, that's right. And Dan rightly points out there are at least two amendments to the Constitution that deal specifically with due process. And you know what's happened? And when you watch the debate playing out, you hear a lot of this. Well, we've got to find compromise. We've got to find common ground. Let's meet somewhere in the middle on this. And to which I say, I understand the desire to do that. I really do. I get that people want to find compromise to pass a law. But if we deny one person the constitutional right to bear arms without due process, we might as well deny it to everybody. Unless you want to amend the Constitution to put some exceptions into it. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about simple majority vote here in statute to change basically a constitutional provision. And so that's the slippery slope that I think we have to do everything we can to avoid.
I agree. Also, my Fourth Amendment rights, I feel you're violating every day by allowing NSA to live in my home, in my computer, and my smartphones. And I want that stopped. I got one more thing I want to say.
Change that. We took out the opportunity, their ability to collect metadata on U.S. citizens. So we feel like we dealt with that through the Security Act last year. Requires them to now go to a court in order to do exactly that.
Dan, sorry we don't have more time. We'll want to try back next week and answer more of your questions. I think we have Clint Romeshay back now. Clint, is that connection better? How are you doing?
I hope so.
There he is.
Now we can hear him. Yeah, good. Perfect. Thanks. Congrats on the book, Red Platoon, A True Story of American Valor. Congressman Kramer and I are both comparing notes on our take on the book, and the level of detail in the book and the intricacy of it and the quotes is pretty amazing. You've got a good memory, sir.
Well, it's actually a compilation of traveling around the country and doing face-to-face interviews with a lot of the guys I was there with. That was kind of the driving force of doing the book, was to give them a voice and to capture their stories and get, I mean, out of that 14-hour firefight, one person can't have every perspective. And their willingness to share their stories and open up and talk about it really is why the book is just so good.
Why did you do it? I imagine this was painful, and you talk in one part of the book, you didn't exactly jump to it, but had it gnawing at you a little bit, right? What was gnawing at you?
You know, it was the sense of, you know, for the families, some closure for them. A lot of it, you know, what they'd gotten told from the Swan Report, the 15-6 investigation, was just a small sliver of what happened that day. You know, and it was kind of some of the families wanting to know a little bit more, and then the ability to help tell that story for those eight men that can no longer tell it themselves, to make sure they're never forgotten and will continue to be remembered, you know, immortalized in print, if you would.
Congressman Kramer.
You know, this is an important point, I think, Scott, because as Clint is saying, the bottom line of this book, and I'm holding it in my hand right now, Clint, I've loved it. I've read it. I finished reading it yesterday. The bottom line of the book is there are two things, really, that I take away among several, but two. One is, first of all, there is no way, in my view anyway, to duplicate the bond between comrades, especially when they've been through something as brutal as that battle, that fight on that day. But the other thing is the incredible respect Clint especially has, and his comrades, for the eight that made the ultimate sacrifice, and that in many ways this book and Clint's Medal of Honor that he's earned and received is a tribute to those eight lives and their memories and their families. And the book does a tremendous job of memorializing them and paying an incredible tribute, and rightfully so.
How close a contact, you know, you mentioned the interviews you did to try and get all of this right. I mean, you go through something like you did with those folks? You know, is it obviously there's a lifelong bond there, but do you have regular communication with them too, Clint?
Actually, just last week, we had 28 of them show up for a quick little reunion we had in Breezy Point, Minnesota. It was the first time we all kind of got together in the, you know, as a collective group and shoot since about the Medal of Honor ceremony. So that was an amazing weekend. No one got in too much trouble, which is always a good thing when you get veterans together.
They didn't get caught, did they?
an indictment is not a conviction, I don't think.
Go ahead, sorry.
Pretty much a constant communication with a lot of the guys. Actually, I'll see Sergeant Larson just this weekend. We're going to go do a little hunting together and just hang out and reconnect. And, yeah, it's a bond that even though, you know, we take off our uniforms after service, you know, we're still always there as a fraternity and a brotherhood like no other, like veterans do time and time again.
You know what I would say, Scott, about that, because it's funny to hear Clint talk. Now, after reading the book, I have a whole new perspective on what Clint's talking about. So Larson, by the way, is, as you'll find out, is a very important person in the book and very important person in Clint's life. But, Clint, what you did that was so remarkable to me was you developed every personality. I mean, by the time you get to the second half of this book and you get deep into the battle, you know every individual. You know every one of those guys that played a role in this firefight. It's really quite remarkable. And Clint and I, you know, joking here a little bit, you might wonder, how is that even possible? But I have got to tell you, you find yourself laughing almost as often as crying because Clint does such a great job of illustrating the individual personalities of these men. And some of them are really funny guys. I mean, it's sort of weird that you have to maintain this personality throughout this firefight, and it's really, really, really well done, Clint.
Do you find yourself thinking every day about your time there, or does it, with time, fade away a little bit where it's more weekly, monthly, and on occasion? How often does it stay with you just in your everyday stuff you're doing?
You know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about it. But it's one of those things when I do think about it, I think about the good times we had. I think about, you know, the personalities of Mace, waking people up just to see if they're asleep, you know, thinking about Gallegos and Kirk working out in the weight room, you know, just trying to get bigger, faster, stronger. So I always, you know, when I do think about it, I always try and gravitate to the great times we had and just being with those amazing character of men and just hope to every day be just an example of what they represent.
There was for folks that don't know this, the Medal of Honor for Staff Sergeant Romachet came as a result of a 13-hour firefight that was well chronicled. And this is Clint's part of that story, an extraordinary insight into actually, you know, what happened, what was there. As you look now, just overall, with that contribution, you and your comrades and others in this war on terror, how do you? I mean, is this something we just in the United States are always going to have to do to take on the bad guys? I mean, we're debating right now a fight here on the homeland, right? Gun watch, no fly list, no buy list, all of that. I hear other people say, fight them there. Having been through a 13-hour firefight, endured what you did, losing the comrades you did, do you agree with that? Is it better to fight them there than here?
I mean, I would much rather go overseas and fight them there than have them on our soil. You know, I'd do that again in a heartbeat to protect this country. But I think it's more than, you know, firing more bullets at them than firing them at us. It's this mentality of, you know, we got to be proud Americans and show what it means to be American and not try and bend over backwards and get into the political correctness of being nice to everybody and everybody, you know, can share feelings and all huggy and lovey-dovey. We're not going to win that way.
Wow. Well said. And Congressman Kramer, your opportunity to ask some more questions when we come back after the break. I'm going to skedaddle out of here over to the press conference. More of our conversation with Clint Romachet today on What's on Your Mind. Next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglomo Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're visiting with Marshall Giordat from Valley Imports. Marshall's an Audi brand specialist, and man, does he love those cars.
We have pretty bad weather, and they have one of the most responsive all-wheel drive systems, and it's actually a permanent all-wheel drive system, so it's always active.
How do you help people find the right car for them?
Basically just asking questions, making sure the car has everything that they want in it.
How do you try to make all your customers feel special walking through the lot?
Everyone, you know, say hi to, make sure that they've been talked to, trying to make a friend, not just sell them a car.
Marshall, you're from Walcott, not far from Kindred. Now you're starting to see some Audis rolling through there.
Yep, it's pretty cool, especially when you meet someone from that area and you're like, oh, and they don't realize that you work there. And then they see the car and a lot of them light up when they see it.
Visit Marshall and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Or call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm the original Todd Mitchell. We had a caller earlier that said he was the real Todd Mitchell. Scott ended off proofreading the brand new UND Fighting Hawk logo about to be debuted, assuming it passes his test in about 10 minutes or so. We'll keep you posted. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or you can text into 701-226-8503. And Congressman Kevin Cramer and Clinton Romesha are on.
Thanks, Todd. And before I ask Clint my next question, if the new Fighting Hawks logo passes the Scott Hennin test, it will pass everybody's. I'm not overly optimistic. But that being said, Clint, again, thanks for joining us. I have a question about you know, not just about the book, but specifically about Combat Outpost Keating, because so much has been said and written, and certainly the book highlights this fact that this was a really lousy place in terms of strategic and tactical advantages. It basically had none. It had mostly vulnerabilities. And it, you know, raises the question of, you know, whose idea was it to put the outpost there? Did it make any sense at all? What was its purpose? And, you know, how does it make you feel as a, you know, as obviously a loyal, patriotic service member being, you know, commissioned, if you will, to this very vulnerable place?
You know, I don't think we'll ever know who the definitive person that said right here is going to be the location. You know, the outpost initially kind of got established as just a quick staging area as the U.S. military was going to push north, continuing on into Afghanistan, and it was just going to be a quick stop to refuel, grab ammo as they continued north. Well, you know, as things kind of don't go to plan, the mission to proceed north into Afghanistan kind of got halted. The surge in Iraq started kicking off, you know, and it came to the point where, you know, there's only so many helicopters, there's only so many boots you can put on the ground, and what was supposed to be just a very quick temporary position turned out to be there for almost 5 years. So by the time we got there, you know, we'd had the briefs. We knew kind of the situation we were getting in. You know, Sergeant Kirk had actually just been stationed up in that part of Afghanistan with 173rd right before that deployment. So his firsthand accounts of what Keating was going to be was just, you know, almost dismal at first, hearing that they'd put a position at the bottom of a valley surrounded by mountains. You know, and that although gave us the ability to sit there and say, all right, look, boys, you know, this is going to be a pretty crappy position. So we need to make sure we're physically fit. We need to make sure our weapons quals, our angle fire is good. We got to be trained up because it's going to be, you know, to the enemy's advantage being there. And getting there and seeing it in firsthand, yeah, you can't help but think, like, oh, what the heck? This is just dumb. But it's also the understanding that, you know, I was a section sergeant. My job was control of a section and platoon. My job was not picking out the, you know, strategic locations of outposts in Afghanistan.
Right.
And well, you know, right now we...
One of the great features of the book, Clint, that I really appreciated is the fact that you have a map on the inside and the outside cover. Inside covers of both the front and the back. And the map of Keating provides a tremendous visual as you read the book, because as Scott and I both have said, it's so detailed in terms of, you know, the personalities, the, you know, the individuals and their movements. And of course, you know, where the fire was coming from and what it was hitting and what buildings were on fire, and all of those details are very specific. But it's even better when you can flip back and forth to the map, which I did throughout the book, so you get a sense of just how vulnerable you guys were and how outnumbered you were, but then how you, you know, took advantage of every little detail to, you know, to gain an advantage wherever you could.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, like I said, I like pictures, so I figured we probably should put as many as possible in the book so the Marines can also understand it.
Well, the Marines are listening that we're going to call and just hung up. But there are a lot of pictures throughout the book. And that's the other thing, that you honor not only in the detail of the description and of the personalities, but then with wonderful pictures that I have to say really do bring a smile to your face as you look at them. And I don't know any of these guys. I met a few of them at the ceremony. But, you know, obviously, you know, these are guys that were making the most of a really awful situation, and many of the pictures that you included sort of illustrate that, at least as pictures of the comrades themselves. And I suspect that was all part of the strategy in the book.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that really gives me joy to hear you say that, because, I mean, each veteran, you know, not just that served with me that day, but you know, throughout this nation are individuals in their own rights. They have their own personalities. They have their own backgrounds. And I think sometimes we kind of get grouped in stereotypes of what a veteran is. And it's sitting there and understanding each one individually to know what they've been through, what they're going through, where they're going. And to hear that come across with each one of the guys that you've read about in Red Platoon is, you know, just I'm so happy to hear.
Well, let me ask you this, Clint, because you do such a wonderful job of you know, creating the personalities and the create and the you know, the individuals. What of the movie? I mean, is there a movie in the making? Is there somebody that owns the screenplay rights? And if so, you know, who's going to play Clint Romachet?
Sony Pictures actually auctioned the book a few months ago, which, you know, obviously doesn't mean they'll, it's guaranteed that they'll make it, but, you know, I was hoping for maybe like a Joe Pesci or someone pretty short to play my role. But
somebody very serious. Well, Clint Romachet, thank you so much. Congratulations on Red Platoon and of course the fact that it's on the New York Times bestseller list and the true story of American Valor, and you, my friend, are my hero. Thank you so much.
Scott Inner, live from Medora tomorrow. What's in your mind?
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.